This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Mishnah Yomi. We are in Kalem. Aleph Ches. Today we'll do Aleph Ches. Hopefully also Aleph Tes, a little bit long. Ach through At. I think we should be able to do it, though. Okay. Yesterday, Vav and Zayin. Those were shorter ones. Okay. We began with the 10 Kedushas. Eretz Yisrael is Mekudesh from all their lands. What? In what way? From Eretz Yisrael, you bring the Karban Ovar on Pesach, the Bikurim, the first fruits. Shtei Alechem, and Shavuah is coming up, Rabbi Yisai, which you don't do from any other land in the world. Mishnah Zayin. And once they came to Eretz Yisrael, the special status of Machne Yisrael applies strictly to cities that are Mekofas Chayma and Mesh Shua Benun. And that has special status. For example, says the Mishnah, you have to send the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is the only one who's sent out even of Machan Yisrael. He has to be sent out of all cities that have walls some days of Shua Benun. Additionally, you can move Mesim in there without the city, throughout the city as necessary, but once you take him out, you can't bring him back. You can't bury him in the city. There's not just Yerushalayim, there's any walled city. There was a discussion, though, if you were allowed to bury him in the city, or you have to take him out. They said there was a yesh ayim that you have to. Okay. Fine. Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Ches helps a lot that we just learned from Masechtas Midos. Lefinim anachoyma. So the entire Yerushalayim has a din. No, I'm sorry. Lefinim anachoyma of Yerushalayim. I'm sorry. So regular walled cities have one status. Walled city like Yerushalayim, Mikodesh Mehem, is more Kodesh. Chum is Yerushalayim. What's the Kedusha? There's Machan Yisrael, obviously. But more. Oichem Sham Kodshim Kalim, like a Taita Shlomim. Meiser Sheini. You eat the Meiser Sheini and Revai also. I don't know why it's not mentioned. It's Machlik. Revai. I eat Yerushalayim. Okay. And if it goes out, it's Psul Yetzei. The machine doesn't have Psul Yetzei. But Kachem Kalma of Psul Yaitse. Harabayis mekudosh mimenu. Harabayis is holier than that. To get to Harabayis, 500 amas by 500 amas. That's now already Rabbeisai. We've run to now from Machne Yisrael. We are now into Machne Leviyah, the Levite camp. Shein zavim v'zavoyis nidois v'yaldois nechnas en l'sham. Azavar azavah. Anida en yoledes. Cannot go in there. They cannot go into Machne Leviyah. They cannot go trespass Harabayis. So right here, we would not be able to go into Harabayis if the Kedusha still remains. Because I don't think we're Zavim, but our wives, they went to the mikvah, so Lav Dafka or Nida or Zavo. But then bring the Karbanos, she's Zavo. I don't know, so I'm not sure how that works. If you didn't bring the Karbanos, then you're only Mechusa Kippurim. No, I think you would be able to go. Okay, so maybe take that back. We know that we're not Zavim? I think so. I mean, most people. I can't speak for everybody. Okay, Shalch min ha-machane kol tzerua v'chol zov v'chol tomi l'nefesh. Fine. But the Mitzera, as we know, is already sent out of the Machane Yisrael. These people sent a Machane Leviyah. All right. Fine. Ha-chel. The chel. Remember, that was the area that surrounds the Beis HaMikdash. It's officially Harabai's zone. There you go. Yeah. It's like 10 amos surrounding the walls of the Azara. 10 Tevachai wall. The wall was called the Surig. Okay. Some say it was around the entirety of the Beis HaMikdash. Some disagree. It was only on the eastern side. Fine. So it has more Kedusha. Shena goyi magoyi. Who really could go in Machane Leviyah. But we say, Darabon, and we ask her. Tamei Meis can't go into the Azara. But he should be able to go to Machane Leviyah. But this Darabanan, they cannot go there. Okay. This is Darabanan. Another reason the Rabban and the guy can't go is the guy can't go is because the guy, the Rabban is din of a Zav. They didn't take the guy to Mamish make him like a Zav, but they made the extra Chumr. He can go onto Arabais, yes, he may. But he has to stop 10 Amos before he gets to the Azara when he reaches the area called Chel. Now remember, we learned in Masechtas Midas that the Goyim made 13 pirtzas in the Chel, in the Sorig, which surrounds the Chel, out of their spite that they weren't allowed to go past that area. It sees clearly in the Mishnah. Ezras Noshim. Okay, so now we're in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Ezras Noshim is the lesser Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. The women's area, that's all area on the east. I think it was 135 Amos, I believe. Why is Ezras Noshim? Some say because women were not allowed to go past that. Others disagree. Fine. So Ezras Noshim Mikdash Semenu. So someone, let's say he was a Zav or a Zava, and they already went to the mikvah. So it sounds like that would give them access to Machal Leviyah, but they can go into past the Chel. They can't go there though. But once you went to the mikvah, they can go a lot further. This is only Darabana, Midrash, so they can even go into the Machal, this is Vajra, it's a din of Machal Leviyah. Machal Leviyah, they split them into a lot of different parts. It's all Machal Leviyah. It's Harbayis, then there's Chel, then there's Esnoshim. Fine. Okay. They're Rabbanan. Ein Chayav Amon Chatos. Who's not Chayav Chatos? These people that, let's say, Tommy Mace or Tvul Yoim. Who's anything about Tommy Mace? Oh, we said Tommy Mace, right. We're thinking of Bezdech as like the guy. Tommy Mace like the guy. Oh. Not Chai V'chatos. Why? Well, V'chatos, if you get Kares. There's no Kares for walking into Machna Leviyah. Okay. Fine. So where does Machna Shechina start? Like now, right? Ezras Yisrael. Yeah. That's when you go past Sharniknar. Now you're already in Machna Shechina. And Machna Shechina also we're going to divide into many parts. Really, it's all, I think Midarais is all one, I think. Actually, maybe I take that back. Oh, maybe I overspoke. It's Machna Shechina. And Machna Shechina we're going to divide into many parts. Ezras Yisrael is Mekudesh Mimeno. The first 11 Amos. Maybe with the rice he'd be fine, he's tahor. We said, you bring your carbon, you can't come in. Now the question is, has it come in through smich and karbanos, etc.? Unfortunately, they did not speak about it. V'chavon l'chatos. Someone who comes in there, who has no right to go in there, who would be that be? Let's say it's machne shchina, so Azov can't go in there. Tami Meis can't go in there. Tami Meis is allowed to machne levia, but it's not allowed to machne shchina. So you get chatos, bikaris chatos. Tell me which tamei is zav zava, even though it's tamei meis. So they're saying over here, but the Mechus Kippurim would not get Chatos. The Mechus Kippurim is Din Darabanan. That's what I want to say. Mechus Kippurim that goes to Machna Shechina B'Shegeg is not Chayv Chatos. That was says in the Mishnah, they Chayv Chatos, that's going to other people. Others disagree that it's not true. Okay. Mechus Kippurim, right. Ezras Kohanim Mikudoshes Mimenu. This one's easy. It's called Ezras Kohanim. Ein Yisrael Nichnasin L'Sham. So if it's Ezras Kohanim, Yisraelim cannot go there. It's the next 11 Amos. By 135. Elo B'Shas Rechem, when it's necessary, the Smicha and the Karbanos. Shechita, they want to do Shechita. Shechita B'Zar K'Shera. Zar can do Shechita. Tenufa. Saita. Well, it's new for too many karbanas, but fine. Also, they say, I think when the Zohar was very full, I think the, like in the times of the Yom Tov, they would, Israel would be able to, the Zohar would be able to go past. Tess, Mishnah Tess. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, they didn't. Now we skipped the Mizbeach area, by the way. There's a whole footnotes about that. What happened, the Kedusha Mizbeach, who was allowed there, was the Zohar not allowed there, not allowed there. Pashas not, was a coin allowed there for no reason. Discussion, Balmum, discussion. But you notice that we skipped a whole 32 Amas there. Now we're between Ulam Mizbeach, which is 22 Amas. Ein Balei Mumin, a Balmum, a Pere Reish, someone who's not had a haircut in 30 days. Nechaz Nasham, you cannot enter there. Baal Mum is Masha could go by the Mizbeach, which is interesting because he doesn't do Avoida. Okay. Why is he not taking a haircut? I have no idea. Good question.
Maybe he didn't need one.
Why, he's bald?
Some go faster than others.
He's Baal Mum. I'm serious. I'm not joking. Yeah, I think that qualifies as Baal Mum. I think so. Again. Fine. Haichel mikudish mimenu the haichel. Ooh, sheni chiz sham bloy rachitz daim raglayim. Need rachitz daim raglayim. We wash hands and feet. The haichel, that's the menorah, the shulchan, mizbeach hazav, very very holy place. Okay. Weiter. Kodesh HaKadoshim Mikudesh Me'en, the Holy of the Holies, that we all know. This everybody's familiar with. In Nechus L'Sham, the only person who goes there is the Kohen Gadol. An Yom HaKippurim B'Shas HaVoidah, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, Parashat HaKhermois. Four times. Om Rabbi Yossi, Bechamish Advar Mir Ulam Mizbeach Shav L'Heichol. In five ways, Ulam Mizbeach is the same as the Heichol. So he's going to disagree. The Tana before said that Ulam Mizbeach is more lenient than Heichel. And someone who has not washed their hands and feet can come Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Rabbi says no. The five Yisrum that you find in the Heichel also apply Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Rabbi Yis is extending Heichel into the area of Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Who are the five? Balei Mumin. He said Balei Mumin before. He said he cannot go Ben Ulam Mizbeach. He's not. That's not a chiddush. Yeah, I think some of these are not. No, he's not arguing everything. Let's keep going. Pre Reish. We also said Tana Kam said he cannot go Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Okay. Shtuye Yayin. Ooh, he's a new one. Someone doesn't drink wine. Okay, that's a new one. Loi Rochitz Dam Raglayim. Ichos Hashem. Aha. Okay, that's new. We said before, the one who does not wash hands and feet cannot go into the Heichel. He's extending that Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Oh. Basically, Striyayim was not mentioned by the Tanakhama. Fine. Now, there's a big problem with this, is that the Kiyar was in the area of Ulam Mizbeach, and if you're not allowed to go there without washing your hands and feet, how are you going to get to the Kiyar? That is a problem. Some say that, well, there's only the Rabbanan, they matter. Some say there's a lot of go because you're doing it for Gufa to wash your hands and feet. They're different terutzim. It's the Rabbanan. Or some say it's not Tayyar, but it's Tayyarich. Okay. Uparshin mi ben ulmas bev shastar. When they do the Akhtara, the Tayyaris, everyone has to leave the Heichel. It basically says that extends ben ulmas bev. Only in Yom Kippur every day. Or for care, just every day. This is in the past. V'chol adam lo yeh b'ayil mo yeh b'vayil l'chaper b'kodesh atzi. So, pasuk in Archi Mais. Every day when they did the Keteres, everyone has to leave. Uh-huh. Only in the Heichel itself. The Chamim Aser even Ulam Mizbeach. Uh-huh. That, oh, so everyone agrees to that. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now, as we finish this parak, they point out that they actually were not 10 places, there actually were 11. Let's go through them. Eretz Yisrael. Arim with walled cities. Yerushalayim. Harabais. Chel. Ezra's Noshim. Ezra's Yisrael. Ezra's Kohanim. Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Hegel. Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's 11. So why didn't we say there's 10? Some either take out Eretz Yisrael, and some say that we're going to look at Rabbi Yossi, that Ulam Mizbeach is the same din as the Azara, as the Hegel. Sorry. That's one pshat. That's all for today. Oh, that actually went quicker than I thought. I thought that was going to be a long one. It didn't take so long. Okay, one down, 29 more to go.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.